Hi there, Rick Clemens, the host of the Coming Out Lounge, and I want to introduce you to something brand new that we're doing starting today. Welcome to Truth Teenies. Now, what's a Truth Teenie? Well, they're delicious little martinis to help you face life's challenges, and they're designed specifically to help you get your truth on so that you can step out of the closets of your life feeling freed from feelings of guilt and shame and not good enough. Now, the reason I've designed these this way is I wanted it to be something a little bit shorter, not as long as the normal Coming Out Lounge podcast, and something that could give you really quick shots of wisdom, advice, insights, and inspiration to help you step out, step up, and step into living your most powerful truth, being you as you're meant to be. So let's get started, shall we? The first Truth Teeny is about Bruce Jenner and his coming out as a transgender woman. And I know some of you may say, so why do we care? And what does that have to do with the rest of us gay, lesbian, bisexual, genderqueer, gender variant, gender questioning, polyamorous, you name it, even the heterosexual people? What does it have to do with any of us? Well, everything and nothing. So let's get started with the nothing part. His coming out has no effect on most of us getting up, going to work today, going about our life, going about building our businesses, whatever it is that we're doing. It really has nothing to do with the rest of our days of our lives. That is until you take a little bit closer look at what his exclusive interview with Diane Sawyer really meant to the fabric of our society. Now, whether you choose to agree or disagree with his transgender status, the bottom line is he/she took a stand. A stand to be his/herself. And what I liked about that act alone was it encouraged each and every one of us to take notice and ask ourselves, what do I stand for? Maybe you stand for equality. Or do you stand for love and kindness even in the face of those who are bullying you? Do you stand for healthy eating versus fast food slow death? Regardless of what it is you stand for, taking a stand means you're coming out. Yes, you're coming out the same way that Bruce Jenner did. The same way the man who was once held as the world's greatest athlete finally came out to say, this is me, I'm a transgender woman. Anxious, confused, and being eaten alive for 65 years, he finally realized it was his time to say, enough is enough. In the light of his fame and his celebrity, he could have chosen a different path. Not a path of choice to be who he, she was, but a path to hide who he, she was until his dying day. He could have chosen that path and not said anything to anyone. Yet, like so many in the LGBT community, he made the choice to say, I am. I repeat, he made the choice to say, I am. Few words in our language are more powerful than those two words, more powerful, definitive, inspiring, motivating than saying the words, I am. When uttered, these words signal to the person that's hearing them that you are who you are and you're not backing down. Now, as I watched Bruce's tear-welled eyes just pour down his cheeks, early on in the interview with Diane Sawyer, I realized there was pain and fear and anguish. But that pain and fear and anguish was being washed away with his conviction to truly come into living his truth. It took courage. His courage came rising forth to carry him into his heart and soul of the truth of who he'd always been. Then curiosity reared its head, and it was that inquisitive head that kept wondering, how might my life be different if I finally came out and lived my truth as a transgender woman? Of course, as I watched the interview continue, the next thing I noticed was there was a lot of confidence. Confidence emanating from his heart and soul, guiding him to trust his truth. No longer was it necessary for him to hide in the closet of shame and guilt and the feelings of not good enough. No, it was no longer possible for him to hide the confidence that he needed to be himself. And of course, standing firm in his commitment to be who he was meant that he, Bruce Jenner, was going to have to stride forth with genuineness about his relationships with his family, his kids, his ex-wives. Everything was going to come forth because he was standing firm in his commitment to be who he was. Of course, in the wake of him starting to bare his soul, there was this interesting little flippant candor that kind of teased us with insights of who the she was that resided within his male body. Hidden for all these years, the she was hiding behind the mask of machoism. Yet while traces of that masculinity skirted the external essence of his human form, the feminine power of the she that resided within was just being beckoned forward, being beckoned forth for all to see, yet not yet to be revealed. Even as Diane Sawyer prodded for glimpses of the her he was to become, Bruce's dignity and integrity held steadfast, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that to reveal his her, his femininity, his womanhood, would only be to quench our thirst, to begin to make us more comfortable in some way with the she he would become. In those moments that we all sat, and I say we as a generalization, maybe not everyone, but as we, the general public, sat there hungering to see the her behind the him, he knew, Bruce knew it wasn't in his best interest for his truest herself to be revealed. It wasn't time, not yet. I mean, why should he birth the her that is still being born in him? What purpose would it serve to tease the public eye with more fodder for the gossip rags? How could stepping into the fullest truth of who he, she is at this moment change anything? After all, coming out to be our truest self is a lifelong journey for each and every one of us. I couldn't help but feel a little bit relieved and sad and inspired as the credits began to roll on the show. I was relieved that much of his/her life was already beginning to align with the essence of her core being. I was sad that some would continue to see his/her journey as some abomination against nature and God. Yet I was inspired to know that his/her purpose on earth was about to take on an even more widespread goodness to start helping ease the suffering of others who were taking the same exact journey as Bruce had. Yet most of all, as I sat in the afterglow of this interview with Bruce Jenner, with one of the humanity's most inspiring individuals to ever walk this planet, I began to feel at peace within my own self. I felt a connection to hear that Jenner, knowing that she too was a kindred spirit of mine who finally had won the battle to be, realizing that that truth of who you are is so much more powerful than the truth of who you're pretending to be. She had become my soul sister in this fight to truly be who you are. And to that I say, bless you, Bruce, and may your journey be filled with love and light. And may you always stand steadfast in your truth. I want to thank you for listening to the first edition of Truth Teenies, the Coming Out Lounge's delicious little martinis for facing life's challenges that inspire and guide you to step out, step up, and step into living your most powerful truth, being you as you're meant to be. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, and thanks for joining me.